You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, Matt, global innovator Matt Hart, joins us in studio today. Sorry, I had to wait for that sting to end because we have like a recording macro that goes straight after that sting. So it was kind of like that awkward 1 second of silence. Like,
Did I get that right? Yeah, yeah, killed a team. Yeah, nice to be here. And I tell you what, it was nice walking in this morning to see and feel the energy and the vibe and the new year kicking off.
Yeah.
Because as I said, I haven't felt that before. So
yeah.
It feels nice down there, right?
It is really, it's so busy. It's so chock-a-block. Like, it's always a very exciting time of year, I would say.
For sure.
I mean, obviously, I've not been in university for the past couple of years, but that's like one of the few things I enjoyed about going back to university was just seeing the atmosphere and stuff like that. Like, it's quite nice.
Yeah, really nice.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
For someone new walking in to see all this thing going on, you know, you can imagine how they are. I was thinking about in terms of if we were to come and chat about that today, about these life transitions and, so, you know, what do you call them, a fresher? Are they still called a fresher?
Yeah, 100%.
Yep. So, you know, freshman year turning up, all this vibes going on, everyone seems to know exactly what they're doing and how they're rolling, and you just feel like you stick out don't know, and all that mix of emotions and hope and ambition and fear and anxiety and unknown, you know?
Yep. I was talking to Evie earlier today about, like, what it was like going to university for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually didn't say this to you, but my first ever anything uni related was 3 p.m. on like a Monday, and it was a lecture, and they're like, did you guys do the readings? I'm like, was I supposed to? But yeah, like, it is a really exciting atmosphere, and it is a huge transition for anyone who's fresh out of high school, maybe even fresh to the city, or hasn't even been to university before. Like, it's a very jarring shift.
It really is a jarring shift. Mm-hmm. And they only happen, if you think about it, and you don't think like this when you first roll up to university as a fresher, you only have these big jarring shifts happen maybe 3-4 times in your life.
Yeah.
Leaving home, starting something like this, your first job, your first real relationship, moving in with someone, getting married, buying a house, you know, having kids, someone dying in your family. They're big transitional moments, and we often don't know that that's happening in the moment, right?
Yeah. Because high school was so different to university. You kind of have this safe little community that you've had for the past 5 years.
Yeah,
or so.
Tight, right?
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
tight. A network.
And then you go to university. I mean, both Evie and I went to AUT.
Yes.
But still a big university. I mean, I don't know how many people are at AUT, but it's like tens of thousands of people at both AUT and obviously UOA as well. So,
but you stayed local, you knew the city, at least you knew the roots. But imagine all around the country today, there are kids or young people who have left home, gone
cities.
Somewhere new, moved city.
That was such a big transition, so scary.
Yep. And did you move with a mate or were you doing it on your own? Or?
I had a couple of friends from high school, which made a huge difference. Huge difference. I can't imagine doing it on your own.
So many people do. And so you'll have this, you know, we all have it in life, don't we? But especially like doing something like this today, you have a vision of what it will be and a dream of what it could be. And then suddenly that dream rails and railroads into reality and you walk into it.
Yeah.
You learn a lot about yourself in that moment, right?
Yeah.
Agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's hugely stretching.
Yeah.
So anyway, we can think about these things and the work we do in creativity and innovation around just a simple framing of comfort zone. You know about comfort zones, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's the comfortable, the known, the going to the school, the having the network, the tight network. And then we stretch ourselves, right? So we step out of that comfort zone. And then there's a zone beyond it that people call it's panic or something, right?
Mm.
For a lot of people today, it'll be on the borders of stretching and panic because it's so new. But of course, that's how we learn, right? And so thinking about this today in terms of where does this take us and what does that mean for people, it's kind of like, you know, a lot of those thought things will be about, especially rolling up to today, tomorrow, into those lecture halls, it's all so brand new. Every moment you're waking up is so brand new. And in the worst scenario, it'll be, I can't handle it.
Yeah.
I've made a mistake.
Yeah.
Actually, this isn't what I really wanted, right? Yeah. Have you ever experienced that?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I was quite excited for university, but I have an older sibling, but he didn't go to university. So I was pretty much going in, like, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Right.
Right? Like, I was coming out from out west, taking public transport. I really ever took when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really go into the city that much.
So that's all new?
That's all new. You're going into a lecture room of like hundreds of people as opposed to like a 30-person classroom. it really is like jumping straight into the deep end.
It is, it is. And what were some of the things that held you through it? Do you recall? Can you remember? Because obviously you'd have been anxious.
Yeah,
a little bit
yeah.
fearful, right? Yeah. Feeling exposed.
Yeah, I mean, this was also because I started university in 2020, which is just not the year to be starting university.
Right, COVID time, right?
But like Evie, I had friends from my high school right. who were there, so and they were in that same first lecture with me, so it wasn't too bad. But it was still kind of stressful. Like, it was still really, really weird and unusual. That first lecture, especially.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really remember the much of that first week besides that first lecture. Because I was where is this lecture hall? Like, how do I do this and that? Like, oh my gosh.
Navigating your way around. How do I take notes, right? Yeah. He's talking. Mm-hmm. Actually, he's not putting anything up there. Am I supposed to record what he's saying? Do I take notes?
Yeah.
Some people hand out the notes. Everything's new. Everyone has their own different way, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. It was a very... I mean, Evie, what was your experience with that first tutorial lecture or whatever?
My first classes were online as well, was so strange. It, like you say, like you have an expectation and then it's just not what you think it's going to be.
Yeah.
So that was really disappointing. But I lived in halls, so I think halls for me was like I had a few weeks to adjust to like uni life before I started classes. Yeah. So I was way less scared when I started, but I was terrified. I was so scared still. And I think the main thing that made me feel better was going into those classes and realizing that literally everyone felt the same way.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't pay me to relive those awkward like interactions in the first couple of weeks, but it just showed that everyone was equally as nervous about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Yeah. But I do think you might feel like you're the odd one out in that experience where it's like everyone feels, is it like on the outside it's like, oh, they seem like they know what they're doing, like they're writing all these notes, they've got this fancy new MacBook or whatever. Like, I think I rocked up to my first lecture with a Chromebook. Like, it was really just,
I mean, I had worked for a year, so I'd been out, and then I was going back to learning and education, and so I felt really misfit. And so you can imagine, it's just lots of people who are feeling misfit for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But you're right, 100%, one of those things that can be an equalizer, make me feel even and make me feel connected, is everyone else is in the same boat. We're all learning this, although you don't see it that way. The other thing is that I think there can be some pressure, because then you start thinking, oh my God, this for 3 or 4 years? How am I going to get through this, right? So one of the real things we can talk about is coping strategies or structures that can take away some of that anxiety and get you into it. I had a nephew who came over from London to do university here. And he, the confidence, but of course he was anxious, moved down to Christchurch, didn't know a soul, moved into a hall, started going to school. You know, and had to start to make those early social connections and connect with other people. And he said, well, what can I do? What are some things? And I said, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You have to do all the weeks and all the courses to get through the 3 or 4 years. And if you need to, just chunk it down.
Yeah.
The other thing is have a go-to. Have someone you can text. Have someone you can call when you're feeling deeply stretched. This just feels like it's a bit much. Call someone, connect with someone, you'll find your tribe. You have to trust. That's what university's about.
Yeah.
And I think in today's world, it's either parallel or it's less about the eventual degree or the piece of paper you come out with. It's the network you build.
Yeah.
So be 100%. Open to new experiences. And then those first few weeks and freshers weeks, and what do they call it in the first week? I can't remember.
Orientation. Yeah.
Orientation and all of that. Do things to find your tribe. If you're not used to doing that, step out. Go and find the interest groups, whether it's clubs, events, things you can help out at, volunteering, BFM station, media, whatever it happens to be, and you're feeling lonely and you don't know how to go, reach out. You make the first effort. Find your tribe.
Yeah.
And go and see if you can connect with people who like minds, like spirits, right?
Yeah, and you don't know where they'll take you as well. Like, I started volunteering at BFM my last year of university, and I work here full-time. So Amazing. It's like, you know, it's really cool. But yeah, clubs and extracurricular really did help me meet people outside of my little social circle, especially with like-minded hobbies and like stuff I wanted to get into, and they, you know, stuff like that.
All so, of that really, one, it adds to your experience of what it's about. But ultimately, coming away from university, if you think you're just starting today and the vision and the dream of when I come out 3 or 4 years, it won't be that piece of paper that's the real value. It's the friends you meet, the networks you made, and who you can call on going forward that help you develop to become something about yourself.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lovely note to finish on.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much, Matt,
team.
For joining us
Thank
in studio
you.
Today.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week.
Okay, man.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.